Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Praise God. And so God reveals his goodness through his names. I'm going to proclaim to you my name. He said, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. If God is abundant in goodness and truth, then you ought to have some. You ought to have abundant goodness going through you, flowing into your life, blessing you, enriching you, causing you to prosper. And then at the same time, being a blessing to as many people as you can be. Amen. You never lose anything by ministering to other people. Amen. Your service to other people is what makes you great. If you withhold all the blessing that come to you, you're gonna die a pauper. God bless you so you can be a blessing. God bless you. Put his goodness on you. And begin to do things for you that you can't do on your own. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there in the world, they say, well, you know, I did this. I went to school. My education. And they can take credit for it. But you know what? God is still good to those people. Because all the things that he's doing for them, he's just showing them how good he is. And then they just don't have eyes to see. So when they get to heaven, they'll say, well, Lord, if you had to come to me, say, well, I'd open this door for you. I did this for you. I did all these things. Well, Lord, I didn't know. I didn't know that was you. Yeah, it was me. If you'd listen. Some people have ears to hear and some don't. What about you? Do you have ears to hear? Are you hearing what God's saying to you? What kind of faith you got? Is your faith little impunity? Or do you have great big faith? Are you expecting a lot? You can tell the size of your faith by what you're expecting. If you ain't expecting a whole lot, then you got a little bit of faith. You ought to be expecting God to do something in your life that he ain't never done in your whole family. To have God do something so great in you and through you that ain't nobody in your family ever seen blessing like that. Turn to Exodus chapter 34. Exodus 34. Look at verse number 10. He said, behold, I make a covenant before all thy people. I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation, and all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Lord, for it is an awesome thing that I would do with you. Now, these people here have already seen the Red Sea open. Yeah. And God says, I'm finna take this to another level. Now, I'll just be happy in my natural mind. Just let me see the Red Sea split. Show me the video. I'd be happy with the video. Just show me the video. You know, just give me the DVD on it. God said, you ain't seen nothing yet. This is a covenant that he made that was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Because when Jesus got to the earth, the people say, we ain't never seen it like this before. We ain't never seen a man. We ain't never heard a man talk like this. We ain't never seen a man do miracles like you do them. That's what Nicodemus said. No man can do the miracles that we see you doing, except God be with him. So they've seen things that was greater than the Red Sea opening. Because Jesus, all those other miracles were mostly natural miracles. But Jesus was changing people's lives. He's casting devils out of people. He's ministering to people. He's multiplying bread and fish. He's doing all kinds of miracles that are ministering to the heart of people, even greater. Those were even the greater miracles. And then he turned right around, and Jesus said, now, if you believe in me, in John chapter 14, verse 12, he said, if you believe in me, you're going to do greater things than what I'm doing.
Yes. Glory to God.
So the greater works are for the church to do. And then we see that it started right there in the book of Acts. They were doing things that were so astounding. God wants to do things in your life that are beyond your ability to even comprehend. But you got to open up to him. You got to expect goodness. You got to expect God to manifest his goodness in your life. You got to get up, with goodness on your mind all the time. God's good to me. Go ahead and say it right now. Say this. Hey, God is good to me. That means that God is gracious, he's long-suffering, he's kind, he's righteous. Amen. Psalm 144, verse 2, when David says, he's my rock, he's my shield, he's my salvation, he's my high tower, then he says, he's my goodness. When I saw that the other day, I said, no wonder we say something happened that's amazing. Yeah. We say, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
When something just astounds you, you say, my goodness. Did you see that?
Yeah.
My goodness. You didn't realize that we're talking about God.
Yeah.
How many of you ever say, my goodness?
Yeah.
But you wasn't talking about God. David say, my goodness. He's the one who loves me. He's the one who's kind to me. He's the one who loves me. He's my helper. He's my goodness. Let God be your goodness today. Say, Lord, be good to me. Well, he's already done it, and he's going to continue. Say, Lord, keep being good to me. Keep the goodness going. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, let me show you this other scripture right here, the blessing. Psalm 144, verse 1 through 3, as I just shared with you, says, blessed be the Lord, my strength, who teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdues my people under me. When he said my goodness, he's saying my loving kindness, my kind one, my steadfast love, my loving ally, my loving God, my mercy. Psalm 21:3, Darby Bible says this here. For thou hast met him with the blessings of goodness. Thou hast set a crown of pure gold on his head. I believe this is prophetic about Jesus Christ, because he's the King of kings and Lord of lords. But the Bible says that God met him with the blessings of goodness.
Amen.
Everybody say the blessings, of goodness. How many of you want the blessings of goodness on your life? I tell you, I want the blessings of goodness on my life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Another translation, Amplified, says, you send blessings of good things to meet me. How would you like to be met with something good when you walk out of here today? That was sent by God. Do you know God isn't been sending good things your way? Sending the right person, sending the right connection, sending something that you need. I've been met with God's goodness more times than I realized. And I've been met with and didn't realize it. Didn't realize the depth of it. There were times on my job I need to get something done. I ain't have time to do it. We walk out in the plant and somebody walk and say, Greg, can I help you with this here? Can I do this for you? And I say, I know I need to do this, but I didn't have time. I'll do it. I got it. I was met with goodness. It was God making a way for me to be a success. It was God helping me and teaching me how to profit. It was God that was causing me to prosper.
Yes. Hallelujah.
If you ask me if I was a good engineer on my job, I'd say, yeah, but I had to qualify it. I'd say, because God gave me wisdom. I say, because God helped me when nobody else would help me, because God allowed me to see things that nobody else could see. I sat in the office, I'm in my early 30s, and I'm dealing with vice presidents and presidents of companies, sometimes men twice my age, that been around, know how to get things done, know how to beat you. You just know how to do all the tricks. I said in one meeting, there was like three or four of them lying. They came to me because their project was in trouble. They were behind schedule. It's going to take a lot of money to catch it up. So I called them in. I said, look, y'all 3 weeks behind. You got to catch up. And then I'm not supposed to pay for you catching up, because I had a clause in my agreement with them in the contract where if they got behind, they had to catch up at their own expense. And then there's some things that happen out there that they say, you the reason. You know, circumstances is the reason why we behind. And Greg, you need to pay us to catch up. And so I didn't have time to pray because I was so busy. I'm managing this project. And I always pray before I went in a meeting. But I said, Lord, I know I ain't got time to pray here because I'm taking care of all these other things, like putting fires out. So I said, well, let me just listen to them. So I listened to them. And their arguments were so convincing, I agreed. I said, yeah, I see what y'all saying. Yep. I said, I agree. Yeah, y'all right. So I agreed to pay for them to catch up. So they got them left. They was happy, going back to Florida. And I said, now, Lord, what about that? He said, you can't do that. He said, now, let me show you the fallacy in what they just told you. And he revealed it to me. But not only that. Then he gave me a plan so that they could catch up without spending any money. He gave it to me to help them because I'm a blessing and I'm going to be a blessing. I don't want them to come there and lose money because I know they can't stay in business if they lose money. So I'm not against them making a profit. I just don't want them to take me to the cleaners. So I called the next morning. I couldn't wait to get on the phone the next morning. 7 o'clock over there. I mean, I'm on the phone, and this guy's name was Bobby. I said, hey, good morning, Bobby. Before he even said good morning, he said, you caught a crawfish on me, didn't you? I said, yeah, you got it. I said, you know, man, I made a bad decision yesterday. I ain't going to be able to back that up. I said, we can't do what I agreed to yesterday. I'm calling to renege on this deal. He said, well, he knew then when I called him early. He said, he figured us out. He knew. He said, that old boy done figured us out. Figured out what we was doing to him. I said, Bob, I can't do that, but let me tell you this here. Listen, let me present something to you. Why don't you do this right here? I said, and you'll get caught up and you won't have to spend no money. He thought about it. He said, you know what? That will work. Thank you. That was nothing but God. Yes. Amen. I'm going to tell him what to do on his job. Except God understand everything. See, that one number, God will help you. He'll be good to you no matter what you're doing. It don't matter. You say, well, my job don't pay much. I'm going to tell you, don't limit God. See, you'll limit God if you limit him to that paycheck you're getting every week. I mean, you start praying and get over in the spirit and pray in tongues, you might invent something that business needs. Don't limit God, because God